And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The church lost another giant yesterday, unexpectedly this time. Bodhi Bauckham Jr. entered into glory at the age of 56 after suffering a medical emergency. And this guy left behind a legacy that will echo through the generations. I'll tell you this, if you've ever stood against the woke mob that tried to infiltrate your church, then you probably have Bodhi Bauckham to thank. His 2021 book, Fault Lines, kind of became the manual for Christians fighting critical race theory. And that book was published remarkably just weeks after Bauckham had major heart surgery that nearly ended his life. But God gave him 3 more years, and man, oh man, did he use those 3 years. If you've never heard Bodhi's story, it's pretty extraordinary. He was raised by a single Buddhist mother in the projects of Los Angeles, California, and this man would go on to become one of evangelicalism's most powerful voices. But he didn't meet Christ until college. It was a staffer for Campus Crusade who introduced him to the gospel during his freshman year. Bodhi would go on from there to marry his wife Bridget as a sophomore in college. They stayed married for over 30 years, 9 children, 7 of them adopted. He spent the majority of the last several years as Dean of Theology at African Christian University in Zambia, only recently moving back to the U.S. this year to work at Founders Ministry. And there have been videos and tributes going all over social media since the news broke last night. One of those videos was pretty simple, but it speaks to the man that Bodhi Bauckham was. He was asked how he wanted to be remembered. His answer, that I made much of Christ. Mission accomplished. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Bodhi Bauckham Jr. passed away at the age of 56 on September 25th, 2025. A giant of the faith that will be sorely missed. And moving on, accountability has finally arrived as former FBI Director James Comey has been indicted by a grand jury on charges of lying to Congress and obstruction of justice. The man who sanctimoniously lectured America about the rule of law while running interference for Hillary Clinton now faces federal prosecution for his September 2020 testimony about Crossfire Hurricane. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.